thanks for all of you who are participating, and most importantly, thanks to Governor Vilsack for his participation, not only at this event here, but I know so many times I hear him or read about his advocacy for the USMCA. Specifically, he held a news conference earlier this year, I believe here in Iowa, on this subject that I've been able to quote from, and it's when everybody thinks everything in Washington is partisan and there's an opportunity to stress bipartisanship, and with somebody of Governor Vilsack's background, particularly the Secretary of Agriculture for 8 years in the previous administration, it brings credibility to the chance that this is something that we can get done, is something that must get done, and we will get it done. So I thank Governor Vilsack for what he has done in previous statements, but he also appeared before my committee about a month ago to testify in favor of the USMCA because my committee had jurisdiction over trade. So Governor Vilsack and I are here today because this is very important to Iowa, as agriculture is very important to Iowa. But it's not just agriculture. There's going to be tens of thousands of jobs created as a result of this agreement. Particularly in another area, there's going to be tens of billions of dollars invested in the automobile manufacturing in the United States as a result of this agreement. And for agriculture, besides what Governor Vilsack has said about dairy products, it's an opportunity to get more poultry products, particularly into Canada, and there's an opportunity to get higher quality wheat into Canada than we have under the NAFTA agreement. But also, NAFTA needed to be modernized, and there's a lot of modernization in this. And so when 2 years ago, there was talk about, should we be doing this? There's a lot of angst when you don't know what the future holds. But when I had parliamentarians from Canada come to my office, and particularly the Secretary of Commerce from Mexico come to my office and say, yeah, there are things that need to be done to improve NAFTA, that gave me some comfort that a president that we didn't know at that time what he might have planned along trade, give me some confidence that we were moving ahead in the right way. So modernization has come in the area of intellectual property, in the area of digital trading, digital use of, in trade, things of that nature, to help us do a lot of things that were not even issues 25 years ago when NAFTA was negotiated. But altogether, this is important for agriculture, for manufacturing, and for the future and the predictability of it. And I believe that I have not heard anything negative from leaders in the House of Representatives where this must start. I don't have a date. They probably maybe don't even know themselves at this point. But the negotiations that go on to modify in small ways some of this agreement, the fact that Mexico passed it already, the fact that Mexico helped some congressmen in the House of Representatives through passing, updating their labor laws, and the enforcement of those labor laws that they have promised, I think takes a lot of questions that some members of the House of Representatives had about this issue off the table. And I believe that we will get this done, as Governor Vilsack said, it needs to be done this year, and I don't think there's any doubt we'll get it done this year. And if it's successful in the House of Representatives, which I think it will be, by not just a fair margin, but not overwhelmingly, but it's going to be get a good margin through the House of Representatives, and I believe as a result of that, we ought to be able to get it through the Senate in short order. So I guess with that, we'll take questions.